Thank you for downloading the Broadmead Community Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy it.
We've been hearing of different people's traditions, so I thought, you know what, I'll join in. Why not? So a Northern Christmas. Now, in my family, we had a really good tradition when we were kids, and it was very simple. You could go to the supermarket and you could have a top shelf cereal. Not the cheap stuff that you get during the week, but a top shelf one, and we got to pick. No arguments, we could have whatever we wanted, and we used to love it. But you know what? That, for me, was before I came to faith. And I had to look at, well, what does Christmas mean? What does it mean for me? And I just want to share with you kind of what Christmas means for me. Because if you ask Andrea, she'll say I'm pretty bah humbugish about Christmas. I can come across as I don't really like it that much. But I do, I just don't like certain aspects of it. Digging myself a hole here. But for me, there's three things that Christmas means for me that I think is what I always try and remember, understand, and remind myself of every year it comes to this point where we hear the story of Jesus' birth. And the first thing that it meant for me was the ordinariness of it. Do you know what? For what he was said to come to do, you would expect it, and they expected it at that time for this big entrance. And the only thing I can think of is the NFL. If you've ever watched it, when it comes to the Super Bowl, oh my gosh. They've got things flying over. They have a mad halftime parade that seems like it's a concert within a football game. And you would expect that that would be the way that Jesus would have come. Big bang, hello, I'm here, watch what I do. But he came in ordinariness. And I would find myself going, well, why is that? Why did he come so calmly, so meekly? And it was only probably about 2 or 3 years ago that I kind of just thought to myself, do you know what? He came very ordinarily, but do you know what? He did extraordinary things. And it was like, wow. Do you know what? We have that same opportunity. We are just ordinary people. But the same spirit that was on Jesus when he was man and on this earth is on us. And it means that we can do extraordinary things. But without the birth, we cannot have that. The second thing that I always remember from this story, it is the start of us being set free. It is here that we get the fulfillment of what God has been saying. I am going to send someone that is going to sort all this mess out. We tried to do it this way, it didn't work. So here is a way that you will get here by grace. And it is here, in this story of this baby being born, in an ordinary thing, that we get the greatest gift when we get to the cross. And the third thing that I realise is, this is also the start of us having an understanding of what God's character is like, in a way that we can understand. Because there was times when even the Israelites didn't realize just what they were seeing or what they were doing. It was above their minds. And here in Christ, we get to see God. We get to hear God. And the one part of me that is always jealous is that the disciples got to meet him. They actually physically got to see him. But you know what? We have the luxury and the blessings of those stories, of these eyewitnesses saying, this is what we saw. In 1 John 1, verses 1 to 4, John is kind of saying to in this letter to people, this is a long time after the birth of Jesus, after he's written his first gospel. He's saying, look, everything we said from the birth of Jesus Christ is true. It is here, and it is here in this moment that the starting of a new fellowship with God. But it's not a fellowship that is, you get to come to a tabernacle and he might descend, depending on if you've behaved yourself or not and done what he's been asking, or just one person who is hearing from God and then telling you all. But you can come to him personally. The veil is torn apart, but it starts in this story. And when I looked at those three things and I was thinking, do you know what? They're amazing things. They're amazing things that happened. Well, what does the Christmas story mean then? For me, it is hope and joy that is to come. This is the start of that great hope and that great joy, that great freedom that we can have. When we come to faith in Jesus, we get this great story that comes after this birth of all that he did, all that we can do through him. And the greatest one is that our sins are forgiven, that we can never be separated from God again. But it had to start here. And it wasn't in a big way, because do you know what? God wants to use us in an ordinary way to do extraordinary things. So he sent his son in an ordinary way to do extraordinary things. So this Christmas, for me, all I want to do is give him glory. To remember that great start of what is to come. It is at this birth, it's this story that gives us our freedom. It's the great love that came in that baby. And that is what, for me, Christmas is all about. The presents are great, the being with family is great, but actually for me, it's about giving glory to God for what he did at that point and what he was going to do. And that is what Christmas is for me. It is not only my salvation that has started, but it is also my learning that has started. It is also my growing in gifts that started, and it started then. And why? Because we have something that we can read and learn about. In the Bible, Jesus showed us how to walk with God, in God, and through God. So this Christmas, let's glorify the King of Kings who came to this earth so that we could be free and have all that he had. Let's make it in a time when it just seems like, do you know what? Nothing's great at the moment. Let's celebrate what is to come. What this story tells us is this is the start of an amazing, amazing adventure. So let's celebrate that. And you maybe are thinking, well, I don't believe in all that. But you know what? He came for you as well. He came because he wanted you to have the same opportunity as we have chosen to follow him, to be set free, to have a joy that cannot be quenched because of what is to come. And it started here, in Bethlehem, in a manger. And even in the story, do you know what? It's full of extraordinary things. Angels appearing to shepherds that are just in the fields moaning that they're looking after the sheep again. Wise men from afar are seeing stars that have never seen before and are intrigued. Extraordinary things are happening around an ordinary birth. And we get to be a part of that. Because Christ, when he died on the cross, lives in us. He dwells within us. And he wants us to be ordinary people, but through him and with him do extraordinary things. And Christmas is where that starts. So let's just pray, giving thanks to God. And as I'm praying, I'm just going to invite the worship team to come back up. God, we just thank you for what Christmas means. We thank you that it is a time where you were fulfilling the promises that you'd made throughout the Old Testament. We thank you that it just didn't stop there, that it was more and more to come, Lord. We just give you glory. And this evening, as we just finish, we want to adore you. We want to worship you. We want to give thanks for this amazing story of an ordinary thing with extraordinary outcomes. And we just pray that for us now, Lord. We pray that this coming year, the rest of this year, will just be an opportunity to have ordinary us, but have extraordinary experiences of you, Lord. We just give you glory and honour. Amen.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not check us out on all social media platforms or visit broadmead.org.uk.